Sunday is Halloween, an occasion to celebrate all things spooky. There's not much spookier than the woods at night, especially if the woods are overrun by ghosts and zombies. Morning Edition sent producer Melissa Yeager-Miller deep into a haunted forest, and she lived to tell about it.
It's a cold night outside Markoff's Haunted Forest in rural Dickerson, Maryland, about an hour outside of Washington, D.C. The moon is full, and dark clouds are swirling in the sky. I follow a muddy path that opens up to a moonlit field. There's three campfires going, a concession stand selling funnel cake, and a few hundred yards away are the towering trees of the haunted forest.
The trail is very, very slippery tonight.
The place is run by the Markoff brothers, Alex, Nick, and Matt. They're a goofy and well-adjusted group, considering they're painted to look dead and splattered with blood.
I don't know if you guys read the fine print on the waiver, but if you guys get hurt and lose a limb, we are allowed to take that limb and use it as a prop in the woods.
That's brother Matt at the microphone. The family's been running the haunted forest and making fun of scaredy cats for 12 years. I've never been interested in getting scared on purpose, but I'm about to take a 30-minute hike through the haunted forest, and I'll see how scary it really is. At the entrance, a headless horseman gallops past, chasing a group of young girls.
Back up.
How many in your group?
Before ducking through a smoky skull's head and into the unknown, Markoff brother Alex lays down some ground rules.
No making out. If any time you feel lost, scared, or even confused, we recommend that you fall on the ground, curl up in a ball, and weep like babies.
What's really scary about a bunch of zombie-painted teenagers jumping out of the shadows? Anyway, I'm a pro. I'm gonna try not to scream. That doesn't last long. I don't know, I think he's just undead. But he didn't scare me. Oh, it's that guy again. It looks like a graveyard, and there's bones sticking out of the ground, and there's this creepy lady with the cape following us. Okay, the one with the cape is still following us. Oh my god! Okay, Conrad Stilt's chasing me! Conrad Stilt's chasing me! Okay, let's try and ignore her because she's really creepy. Okay, the undead zombie grabbed my leg and is still crawling in front of me, and we're gonna get around now. We're gonna run away from the undead zombie! I cannot believe that the haunted undead zombie just made fun of me. That was ridiculous. There's a trailer.
Get that microphone out here! I'm gonna eat you!
So, the more I run away from the chainsaw lady, the more she tries to chainsaw me. Okay, that's fine. Okay. At the end of the night, I'm feeling sheepish, to say the least. After running through the slippery forest trails, I'm splattered with mud, and my adrenaline is still pumping. Oh my goodness! I also can't remember the last time I had that much fun. Inside Markoff's Haunted Forest, I'm Melissa Yeager-Miller, NPR News.